Greetings. You're tuned into the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with me, Paige Estratore, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Thursday, August 15th, 2024. We've got some noteworthy financial stories from across Australia. First up, a significant legal development in the sporting world. Former National Rugby League star Ethan Lowe is left stumped as his $1 million insurance claim was dismissed in the federal court. In 2020, Lowe retired following a neck injury resulting from a crusher tackle while playing for North Queensland and South Sydney. While he sued Lloyd's insurers under his NRL accident policy for permanent hemiplegia, the court found that he did not meet the stringent criteria for total paralysis set by the insurers. This complex case intertwines medical, legal, and insurance realms, further complicated by a prior injury from 2016, serving as a stark reminder of the intricacies in sports injury claims. Now moving on to a legal dispute in financial markets. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, otherwise known as ASIC, has set the ball rolling against the Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, for what ASIC alleges to be misleading communications about the CHESS replacement system. A critical review by Accenture and a subsequent write-off worth $250 million led to an unexpected halt in progress. This rough ride follows a previous fine of over $1 million slapped on ASX for breaching market integrity. This case highlights the pivotal need for absolute transparency and trust in public communications. In lending news, small business owners across Australia can breathe a sigh of relief. The Treasury Laws Amendment Instrument 2024 proposes a two-year extension to the deadline for small business lending rules. Now set for October 2026, this extension aims to gather more data for making informed decisions about these exemptions. Standing to benefit are businesses with fewer than 100 employees or an annual revenue of less than $5 million, as they become exempt from certain lending regulations. Lastly, a new dawn awaits the merger market, with a potential shift in rules and increased oversight. The Treasury proposes major modifications to the merger regulations, aiming to up the ante on market scrutiny while maintaining efficiency in approvals. Slated to be enforced by January 1, 2026, the amendments focus on comprehensive notification processes, revamped acquisition definitions, and new tests, all looking to ensure a positive impact on competition. We hope these updates have provided some insights into today's Australian financial environment. Be sure to stay updated with more news at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore signing off for Financial Services Online.